Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to have our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show, former dean of the entire School of Business at Temple University, and for all those years and all these years now, for many, many years, many decades, the chief economist for the NFIB, and the purveyor and the genius behind the NFIB's Index for Small Business Optimism, the gold standard for Main Street. Polling and finding out what's going on out here. And he's our good friend. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you. I like that genius part. That's pretty good.
That's exactly. Well, it's not hyperbole. It's the truth. I know you well.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill, the index continues to demonstrate that small business owners are happy campers, especially compared to the lost decade that we just came out of.
Yeah, continued shock and awe. Oh, my gosh. It was amazing. I mean, the index, you know, dropped a six-tenths of a point to 107.2. That's the sixth highest reading in 45 years. I mean,
wow.
Whoa. And I actually showed that I still have some math skill. I calculated the average that we've had, so far. The average so far since we started this thing in December of 16, right after the election,
mm-hmm.
105.4 is the average.
Wow.
Yeah.
And for 8 years, folks, we languished at 92, 93, 94%.
All right. That was the average for 92 was the average for 2009 to 16.
Yeah.
92. Holy mackerel.
And of course, there was a reason for that. That was those were the days when we didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah, well, that's the bad economic policy.
Right. No, and Wall Street. Don't forget Wall Street. You know, I mean, what they did. But we've recovered and we're back on our feet. People are doing business again. People are not only doing business; they're excited about doing business, aren't they?
They are. They are. You know, they are, and they are so busy. You know, trying to just meet the demand for their products and their services that I don't think they're paying any attention yet to all this other nonsense going on with the trade stuff and all that.
Right.
And the FBI and all the other craziness that's on TV. Woo! That's really wild out there. But, you know, we're just really busy trying to satisfy our customers. And, of course, you know the top problem, right, is that we can't hire enough people to make enough stuff or provide enough services to meet the demand still. That's our top problem.
Well, that's exactly
taxes
right.
Taxes was the top problem. Right?
Well, we're to the point where people are saying they can't grow anymore unless they can find more people.
Exactly. You know? So that's it's incredible right now. What an economy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you were talking about the polling. About the tariffs and the trade war and everything. That was our question this week on the survey, our online survey that we ask every week, one question. And we ask about, have you felt any direct or indirect impact from the Trump tariff trade strategy? And two-thirds says no impact, don't expect any impact. And 17% said, not yet, but if it continues, it will eventually cost us. So 17% are worried about it, and 11% said that it has affected them indirectly. So we have had some people there. So one third says impact, two thirds no impact.
Yeah. Well, it's bound to have some, but we're just not sure how it's all going to sort out because we don't know what kind of deals we'll all eventually come up with. But I think everybody's going to sit down to the table along the way and get things reorganized, and you know, because it's too costly not to do that.
Well, don't you think it's time for America to get it on its hind, up on its hind legs with trade and with NATO,
and say,
you know what? We want to be your partner. We want to be your ally. We want to be your friend. But friends don't take advantage of other friends.
Yeah. No, I love it. I love what he's doing, and I think it's going to pay off for everybody.
Yep.
Not just us. I think it'll pay off for all of our partners.
I think so, too.
And our competitors, too. Yep. You know, I mean, China's our biggest competitor. Russia is a competitor.
And,
but, you know, I think...
And every one of those need... Every one of those countries... need us more than we need them. Every one of them.
Exactly, and they need to pay attention.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And they are now.
That's right. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we're going to talk about hiring. We're going to talk about capital spending. We're going to talk about the credit markets, things like that, things that you deal with every day in your small business. 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.